This is the Boston Red Sox news feed on CLNS. Today is Wednesday, October 24th, 2018. This is Garrett Bampost reporting for CLNS Media, the leading online provider of audiovisual coverage for the Boston Red Sox. Before I recap Game 1 of the World Series, I have to tell you about the premier place to buy last-minute tickets, Game Time. With over 8 million users across the U.S. and Canada, Game Time is the top destination for last-minute tickets to all major sporting events, concerts, and shows. Game Time is built for the urban millennial and Gen Z customer that is always on the go and constantly optimizing for the best last-minute experience. Unlike the legacy industry behemoths Ticketmaster and StubHub, who overwhelm users with cumbersome choices and steps, Game Time curates only the best value tickets and makes the experience incredibly fast. And, not to mention, Game Time guarantees you'll receive your tickets in time for the event and that they'll be valid for entry. If not, they will give you a 100% refund or locate replacement tickets. For $15 off your first purchase, visit usegametime.com/sox and use the promo code SOX. That's usegametime.com/SOX. Please note that this offer is only valid for first-time customers. The last time that the Red Sox and Dodgers met in the World Series, tickets cost 10 cents and television hadn't yet been invented. 102 years later, the two teams are finally back at it. Game 1's scheduled pitching duel had baseball analysts practically drooling at how beautiful it was. Boston would send its clear ace Chris Sale to the mound, ready to go. Meanwhile, Los Angeles would counter with their own Cy Young candidate, Clayton Kershaw. The stage was set for a thrilling night, but to the surprise of everyone, neither pitcher made it past the fifth inning. No, trouble started right away as Mookie Betts logged a single and stolen base in the bottom of the first. Free tacos for everybody. It only got better from there for Fenway fans. Just one batter later, Andrew Benintendi punched a single into right field, notching the first World Series run. J.D. Martinez proceeded to pull a single through the third base gap just a couple men later, and all of a sudden it was 2-0. Fun fact for you. Before the night kicked off, the Red Sox were 7-0 in the 2018 postseason when scoring first. During the regular season, that record was a whopping 74-15. Nonetheless, the Dodgers weren't too keen on letting a Game 1 victory slip from their grasp. Matt Kemp answered with a solo shot over the Green Monster in the top of the second, and the lead was back to 1 almost instantaneously. Manny Machado capitalized on the lack of production from the home team in the second, driving in the tying run on a single to left. The Red Sox stole the lead back on J.D. Martinez's double to straightaway center, and cheers rang through the stadium as the DH had to shake off a flat tire. Finally, the coveted pitching matchup came to life in the fourth as both lefties set down their respective orders in 1-2-3 fashion. The hype was short-lived, though, as Sale was pulled in the fourth inning following a 5-pitch walk. Manny Machado evened it up again with a ground ball to second, but that would be all the damage the Dodgers could muster up until the seventh. On the other hand, Xander Bogaerts and Rafael Devers went to work in the bottom of the fifth, collecting crucial bases-loaded knocks. With his 13th postseason RBI, Rafael Devers sits behind only Andrew Jones for the most playoff RBIs prior to turning 22. A shutdown six from either bullpen led audiences into the seventh. Machado continued his Game 1 tear, driving in yet another run on a deep sacrifice fly, but the spotlight would soon shift over to the newest hometown hero. With two on and two out, Alex Cora made perhaps the biggest coaching decision of his entire career. He decided to replace the bat of Rafael Devers with a struggling Eduardo Nunez. Two pitches into the at-bat, and Nunez lined a three-run home run over the Green Monster to put Boston ahead 8-4. The last pinch-hit home run to occur amid the World Series was the Yankees' Hideki Matsui in 2009. Nathan Eovaldi picked up right where he left off with a brilliant eighth inning, and Craig Kimbrel returned to his 2017 form to solidify the Game 1 triumph. Though Nunez ended up getting the Gatorade shower, it's worth noting that Andrew Benintendi became only the third Red Sox player ever to have four hits in a World Series game, joining the likes of Jacoby Ellsbury in 2007 and Wally Moses in 1946. Tonight for Game 2, David Price is on the mound. His opposition will be Hyun-Jin Ryu. First pitch is expected to be at 8:09. Be sure to also follow Sionis on Twitter at Sionis Media and our Red Sox account for all the latest news and updates at Red Sox Sionis. Don't forget to subscribe to the Red Sox news feed both on iTunes and Stitcher, as well as the Sionis Media Network mobile podcast app. This has been Garrett Bampos for the Boston Red Sox news feed.